Jufa makes it under the ground like a peanut, but it don't. Peanut spreads out mostly. Mm-hmm. And he said Jufa, they just grew it up straight, more like rice or oats or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
But it was a little green leaf. It weren't like mm-hmm. that. The head of the all his fruit was in the ground.
Mm-hmm.
And we grew the sweet potatoes,
mm-hmm.
corn, velvet beans. Oh, we grew most anything that you do anywhere else. Watermelons, mm-hmm. all kinds of vegetables.
Mm-hmm. I was talking to Iris at the paper. He said that you grow sometimes these big peanuts out here.
Yeah, I grew some of them.
What are they? I saw a picture in the paper. They seem to be about 2.5 inches long.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was my peanuts. Them pictures I took out.
Those are pretty big. I've never heard of that before.
I reckon there might be a few around the house there somewhere. I'll show you some of them before you leave. Well, I was just looking through a farm magazine here one day. Well, I had seen one man before had a few of them, but mm-hmm. I weren't interested in them, and I didn't pay too much mind.
Mm-hmm.
I was just looking in a farm magazine here one day, and it was ad in there for them seeds, and said the world's largest peanut.
Mm-hmm.
So I ordered me a few of them and started with them. I've been it's more of a hobby than me and anything else.
Mm-hmm.
I've been messing with them, I imagine, 8 or 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
I'll just plant me a few rows, and this time of year, then I get them, sell them. Give them to people.
Mm-hmm. Are they better than regular peanuts?
No, it's the size. People get excited about. There ain't no difference in the taste of them, but I can tell.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, we'd always grow them smaller peanuts. Well, they don't grow them around here commercially, but just about everybody has little patch to boil or part.
Mm-hmm.
But now in Coffee County and Ware counties and places, they grow them commercially there. But
mm-hmm.
you don't see anybody to try it here. We grew tobacco here too, we can buy. Well, we have right here on this place, me and the boy, we have made as much as 2,700 pounds of tobacco today.
Mm-hmm.
We don't do it every year, we didn't do it this past year, if we had too much rain.
Yeah. That was a lot of rain. I was in Colquitt in July and beginning of August. I couldn't believe it rained every day. Every day.
Yeah, to get started, it will. Now, Colquitt's one of the kind of forward agriculture counties of the state. It's
mm-hmm.
a lot of farming there's supposed to be.
Yeah, they were raising a lot of peanuts there.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of peanuts. I didn't hear anybody talking about jumbo peanuts, though. I wonder, do you think they're very good commercially on the
Well, I just my opinion. I ain't got no authority for this, but I don't think these big ones has got the oil in them. The small ones has got.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't think they have.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they make about the same thing, I think, in poundage as far as that goes.
Mm-hmm.
My trouble is, yeah, there's a lot of them on there that never mature.
Yeah.
And the county agent, he's been out here the other day looking, and he's made some suggestions that I'm going to try next year
mm-hmm.
and see if that'll help that any. But
yeah.
My guess is that there's more of them than the plant can mature.
Yeah.
They just make a start and they don't ever develop.
Mm-hmm.
Something like in the land or something needs some kind of chemical.
Mm-hmm. Are there a lot of families around here that have lived here in the area for a long time?
Yes, a good many. There's 3 or 4 generations of further back.
Mm-hmm. Do you know of perhaps of maybe other people that might be around your age that were, say, born here? And
oh, yeah.
From
a good many of these around here are.
My funny bone. I was wondering, do you have maybe a neighbor or a friend that might be, say, over 70 and that was born here and from a family that was born here? That somebody that has a little time and, you know, can sit down and talk?
Well, there's a man that lives back where you come from.
Mm-hmm.
Up there, he's about, I'd say, 3 or 4 years over than I am, and he lives right on the side of the road.